The majority, that would be Republicans Woody White, Skip Watkins, and Patricia Kusick, sent out a statement yesterday showing support for the bill that Governor Cooper vetoed last week. Shortly thereafter, the county sent out a statement from the other two commissioners, Democrats Jonathan Barfield and Rob Zappel, supporting the veto of that bill. Rob Zappel.
HB 56 just became this catch-all bill that I don't believe serves the community. And what would serve the community, again, is to pull apart each one of these issues and let them be a standalone debate and figure out what's best for our residents.
County Commissioner Woody White admits the bill isn't perfect.
But what it does do in the short term is put money here in our community immediately in research facilities at UNCW and at CFPUA in order to fast-track solutions to our drinking water crisis here in this region.
The General Assembly has not acted on the governor's request for $2.6 million to support the Department of Environmental Quality and Health and Human Services. The Assembly reconvenes October 4th, where the Republican majority will attempt to override the veto of House Bill 56. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.